Now to the man who lost his truck to Christopher Dorner, but is alive to tell the story. I spoke with Rick Heltebrake a short time ago. Take me through what happened. You were coming up a side road on the highway, and you saw some law enforcement in the area. What happened?
I saw something moving in the trees, and I could see that it was somebody with a gun. Now, there's been a lot of people up around here with guns searching buildings and things like that, so I'm not unused to seeing them, but this was an odd area for that to be. And by the time that thought process ended, I realized it was Christopher Dorner, and I saw a vehicle crashed in the snow behind him, and he came up to the window of my truck, my driver window, with his gun pointed at me, and he said, "I don't want to hurt you. Just get out, start walking, and take your dog."
How did he look to you?
He looked calm, kind of more like well-trained, you know, business-like almost. You know, he didn't have any crazy eyes or anything like that. He was dressed all military-style camouflage, ballistic vest on with some pockets in the front. Could have had rifle magazines or smoke bombs or something, and I couldn't tell.
You said a ballistic vest. You mean, like a Kevlar vest?
Yeah, you know, big, thick vest. Same kinds I've seen on him in the pictures I've seen. You know, military style. So it was all very calm. He was calm. I was calm. It was clear that he didn't consider me one of his targets. He just needed my vehicle. And he said, "Get out and start walking and take your dog." And that's what I did. I asked if I could get her leash, and he said, "No, just start walking." So I started walking up the road, and I got about maybe 20 seconds up the road, maybe 10 seconds, something like that, not very far. And I heard a big burst of gunfire down by where my truck was. So apparently he had turned my truck around and was heading down the direction from which I had just come. And he came head on into a sheriff's unit. And there was a firefight there. When I heard the gunfire, I bailed out into the snow, which was on the side of the road, and ran into the snow a little ways until I got to a big tree, got some cover, and took out my cell phone, and I called my friend, the sheriff deputy, who I had just seen recently. He's a local deputy up here that lives in the area and patrols this area for San Bernardino County. I called him directly. He said, "Rick, what do you got?" I said, "Paul, he just took my truck." Excuse me. "Paul, he just took my truck." So Paul confirmed my truck description, and he said, "Okay,